Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. 13 days till the most important midterm in our lifetime. That means 2 weeks from today, we will be analyzing the results of these races around the country, or at least those that actually counted the ballots on time. But we had three huge debates now take place. Tudor Dixon just sliced and diced Gretchen Whitmer last night. I mean, it was a masterful performance. It's as if she'd been in politics her entire adult life. I've never witnessed, between her and Oz, you know, novice politicians usually struggle during their first debate. That was not the case with either one of them. Lee Zeldin, I mean, I couldn't believe this moment. They're talking about crime every day. If you turn on any local news or national news for that matter in New York, somebody's getting thrown off the, you know, thrown into a train on the subway, or someone's getting the crap beat out of them, or some store's getting robbed blind or something every day. And Kathy Hochul, the New York governor who replaced Andrew Cuomo, you know, has no clue, and her only answer to date has been, I think I'm going to go on a listening tour to ask people what they think of gun control, instead of going back to a bail system for people that commit crimes, especially violent crimes. I mean, this insanity has got to stop, but she's absolutely clueless. At one time, she even like turned to Lee Zeldin. Did you see this moment, Linda?
I sure did.
They're talking about crime. It is top of mind for everybody in New York. And not just New York City, it's the suburbs, it's Long Island, it's upstate New York, it's happening everywhere. You know, we're going to have a record number of homicides, record numbers of violent crime. She's not lifting a finger. They're not retreating from the insanity of defund, dismantle, no bail laws. And she goes, I don't know, why are you so concerned about this issue? I'm trying to understand why. Because people are dying, Governor. They're dying. That's why.
They're not being represented from this governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important to you. All I know is that we could do more.
I don't know why it's so important to you, because you're letting out violent criminals every single day. You can't be any more clear on this. How come you don't know that and you're the governor? You can't make it up. It was painful to watch the Oz-Fetterman debate. There's no other way to put it. There's a part of me, we've got to talk about it. There's many facets to this disaster for Fetterman last night. And the biggest part of this equation is that everybody has known. The media is complicit. The media has not done any vetting of Fetterman. They've allowed him to do no interviews unless it's a friendly interview, usually pre-taped, which makes me want to see the full tape of what really went on after last night. It is obvious, it is clear that he is not capable of being a senator from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And this is, and the Fetterman campaign is out there trying to say, well, we have problems with the closed captioning. Well, excuse me, that's not true. The debate hosts have fired back and said not one thing went wrong with closed captioning. Nothing happened. And so they're trying to make that excuse. But even people on the left, they are stunned at the cognitive condition that John Fetterman is in and what went down last night. I mean, he stumbled over, his debate every step of the way. It went on for an hour. It was painful. You have a Democratic lawmaker telling Axios, why the hell did Fetterman agree to do this? It would have been better to dodge the debate, the sources argued. And probably they're right, because up till now, he has been following the Biden basement bunker campaign strategy, which is not to talk to anybody. And just when you think the Democratic Party can't hit new lows, here they come again, and they actively have been involved in a cover-up, just like all of Joe's cognitive, all that is Joe's cognitive mess was covered up in 2020. The media never dug in and demanded to interview him and give him a tough interview. They let him hide in his basement bunker. For the most part, we're only 13 days out of an election. So 2 weeks before the election, a month after early voting has started in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, then Fetterman, because of pressure, has to agree to a debate, only one, not three, which would have been standard, and he could not perform. He's not capable of doing it. But this is the problem here. Where are the people in Joe Biden's life? Where are the people in John Fetterman's life that care enough about the person to not force them into a position like they have put them in? Even if they themselves want to do it, even if they themselves think they are up to the task, they're not, and it's obvious to anybody and everybody that is watching here. The worst part of it, though, is they have actively covered up the fact that he is should be disqualified for running for such a high office. It is getting embarrassing every day. Joe Biden this week is asked the question, are you going to run for re-election? Yes, how does Dr. Biden feel? You just sit there waiting for an answer. Mr. President, how's Dr. Biden feel? He just sat there as if he didn't even know he was asked a question. He just checked out. And anyway, so that's what we saw last night. It is painful. Here, I'm playing this. Now, I want to be very clear about something here. I do, on a personal level, I am a human being. Person that wants to be a good Christian, that doesn't want to make fun of anybody that has any inferment in any way. That's not what this is being played for. I'm playing the struggles in the debate with Oz because this is how bad it is. Sean Hannity did not cover up the condition of John Fetterman, but the people around him in his campaign have. You know, his family obviously had to know. Maybe they were hoping that things would turn around, that he would get better. But with all of the rehab that he's doing and says he's doing, and with all of the walking that he says he's doing, he is in terrible shape cognitively, and it was obvious last night. Listen.
What qualifies you to be a U.S. senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. No, here's what I think we have to fight about inflation here right now. That's what we need to fight about inflation. And I believe that, again, my doctors, the real doctors that I believe in, they all believe that I'm ready to be served. Let's say he got his Pennsylvania house from his own inlays from a dollar.
Mr.
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay.
Now, we all have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full time, you should be able to live in dignity as well. True. That's what I believe. I don't ever recall in the Statue of Liberty, did they say, take our tired huddle masses and put them on a bus. There, everybody in Braddock, an overwhelmingly majority community of black community, all understood what happened. They understood what happened, and everybody agreed that. And whether it was a $50 tax break, about his farm in Montgomery County. So it's about supporting and helping, young students.
How exactly, Mr. Fetterman, do you propose doing that to make it more affordable for for families?
No, I just believe making it that much more. It costs too much, and I believe providing the resources to reduce the tuition to allow families to be able to afford it.
Austin, they can't afford it anymore because of interest rates. I've talked to families.
You want to cut Social Security,
Mr. Fetterman? It's his turn for his closing.
I mean, it was bad. On every level. Even Liberal Joe said Fetterman looked obviously impaired last night. It's very obvious he's impaired. His ability to communicate is impaired. And the question is, Pennsylvania voters have a couple of choices here. Okay, that's from the most liberal people. Other pundits were stunned at this. In all the years I've watched debates, I've never seen anything this hard, difficult, painful to watch. And the people that are complicit, especially in the media mob, they've all known it. They've allowed him to get away without answering any tough questions at any point in this campaign. They've allowed this guy to hide in his basement bunker because that's pretty much been his strategy. You know, never mind the long list of radical positions. No restrictions on abortion. By the way, he just got done lying. He said that I do support fracking. I don't. I do. I support fracking. Well, here's him, his real position, because this is an election year conversion of him not supporting fracking. Listen.
I don't support fracking. I think it's something that has to eventually go away. And I would like to see it, transition out.
I don't. All right. So you got a guy that doesn't want fracking, an $81 billion industry in Pennsylvania. No restrictions on abortion. Abortion, man, 1 hour before you're about to give birth. This guy has voted to release more convicted murderers and violent felons than any single person to ever run for the United States Senate. He wants to open up the jails in the great state of Pennsylvania and allow one third to one half of the prison population out. A guy that associated himself with BLM, the group, the group that said, what do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? And the street gang, the Crips as well. He wants taxpayers to pay for heroin safe injection sites all over Pennsylvania. He wants to sue oil companies. Why do you want to sue oil companies or CEOs of grocery chains? Wants Pennsylvania to be a sanctuary state. Never mind the incident. You heard him addressing it a little bit there. Chases an innocent African-American jogger down the block and holds him by gunpoint as prisoner until the cops arrive. The guy did nothing wrong. And he has never apologized for it. You know, if you look at longtime political observers, they all feel the same way that I have felt. New York Magazine's Washington correspondent Olivia Nuzzi writes at one point, there's no amount of empathy for or understanding about Fetterman's health and recovery that changes the fact that this is absolutely painful to watch. She's right. It was painful to watch. It's not his fault, but Lieutenant Governor Fetterman struggled. You know, even Chris Cuomo said that. He said, I'm not faulting him. I don't think the preparation was great. Clearly, he's dealing with, you know, significant health issues here. Anyway, Democrats are asking the same post-debate question. Why did Fetterman's team allow him to go on stage last night? Now, the problem with what they're saying there bothers me. Why didn't we just keep it quiet? Why didn't we just hide him in the basement for another 2 weeks? Why did we just allow? We would have been so much better off if we just would have allowed him to hide in his basement. And he wouldn't have to have gone through this. And we could have won this race otherwise if we would hide it from the people of Pennsylvania when they know damn well that he's not up to the job. That should annoy everybody. Because in other words, everybody is complicit in advancing a big lie that he's physically able, mentally able to stand up to Dr. Oz when none of that is true. At some point here, you know, the media mob is complicit in allowing it to get this far. If he didn't debate, it could have impacted the results. This is why debates should all happen before early voting. Early voting, frankly, we need to get rid of anyway. But the Democrats, the media, they all knew, and nobody held him accountable. And last night, it was on display for everyone to see. That is a stinging indictment of the left in this country. The worst part of the comments from Democrats, they're asking everything post-debate, and I expected them to be very bad tonight, but not this bad. Why did Fetterman's team, this is what Democrats are asking, post-debate, why did their team allow him to take the stage tonight? In other words, why don't you just hide it and lie to the people of Pennsylvania? That's what they're saying when they say that. Whoever decided to let Fetterman debate should never be involved in Democratic politics again. Oh, so it's better to lie to the people of Pennsylvania, hide his true medical condition, and then it's okay. That would have been a much better strategy. But is it fair to the people at any point do they think of the people of Pennsylvania? You know, I don't think a vote should be cast until all debates are completed in every state. Frankly, I'd rather have same day voting. Paper ballots, count it that night, partisan observers observe, have integrity, and then we pick the winner, and we don't have, you know, people pointing fingers at the end of it. You know, so the Fetterman campaign blamed the debate disaster on the closed captioning. That's not where the problem was. On top of that, the moderators have come out and said there was nothing wrong with the closed captioning. As a matter of fact, it worked perfectly. Now, Republicans have six times the number of poll watchers, by the way, they had for the 2020 election. That actually works well. But let me tell you something. You know, media Democrats, they hid John Fetterman's unfitness for office. Never mind his radical positions, which to me, you know, makes him ineligible for office. They're so over the top. But when you think about how the Democratic Party can't hit new lows, here comes a maneuver. You know, they actively covered up the disqualifying medical impairment that John Fetterman has to get him into the Senate. It was only about winning. They didn't give a rat's ass about John Fetterman. They were using him the whole time, and they were happy to lie to the people of Pennsylvania in the process. 25 to the top of the hour, 2 weeks from today, this very day, we will be talking about the election results, at least those that are in. I'm getting angry. Sweet Baby James just hands me another article. This one is from The Hill. It's the same thing. Democrats, they're now second guessing the decision to put Fetterman on the debate stage after a stumbling performance that put the spotlight on his condition after a stroke while playing to Republican Mehmet Oz's strengths. The state lieutenant governor's auditory processing problems resulting from the stroke proved to be a major part of the debate just 2 weeks before Election Day. Fetterman had a number of awkward pauses, stumbles that are sure to be seized upon by the GOP. Not even something that you have to seize upon. everybody saw it, and I've not met a person that thinks he's qualified to be the senator from the great state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Here's where I get really, really irritated. Then they quote one Pennsylvania Democratic operative on the condition of anonymity. Fetterman's team should never have agreed to this debate. He still clearly has serious health issues. So what they're really saying here is they should have just hit it. He should have just lied to the people of Pennsylvania. Then another Pennsylvania-based Democratic strategist concurred. It's a good question. You can't pretend you didn't see what you saw. You know, you can't wish it away or explain it away. You have to dig in and deal with it. It's going to mean that they're going to turn up the heat with Oz. Okay, so they'll throw the kitchen sink at Oz. They'll get, you know, $100 million, another influx of money. Dr. Oz has already had over, between the primary and the general election, like $100+ million dumped on his head already. The guy, every ad I watch, I don't even recognize the guy that I've known for many years. Anyway, so then he says, I don't think that debate will be decisive, but I question anyone who advocated for Fetterman to do one at all. They wanted to hide it from you. They're not. I mean, this is how deceptive this has gotten. This is how dishonest that this has gotten. This is pathetic. And anyway, you know, remember, Trump didn't have the best first debate against Biden, but the second debate was a knockout. But the only problem is by the time they got to the second debate, 100 million votes had already been cast. Now, we have some issues that are emerging as it relates to money. Now, in New Hampshire, you have General Don Bolduc, multiple Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, you name it. He has them all, 5 Bronze Stars, as a matter of fact. And he's now within 1 point of his opponent, Senator Hassan. He can win the race. Governor Sununu is a rock star in the state of New Hampshire, the live free or die state. And he's going to win by 15 points. If Bolduc can get just a 3 more percentage points, he will win easily. In other words, 3% of a draft of Governor Sununu. And Governor Sununu on this program went out of his way to praise Don Bolduc. And that wasn't his first choice in the primary, but, you know, he's all in because he knows that Hassan is not a good senator. We're watching, by the way, Doug Mastriano, according to a poll, is closing the gap. We're going to be in Florida tomorrow with a town hall with Marco Rubio and Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott. Rick Scott will join us later in the program as well. You had these other moments in the debate. Tudor Dixon, I mean, she had a phenomenal debate last night against Gretchen Whitmer. You know, some of these debates are pretty fascinating. Just watching these Democrats lie is unbelievable. Whitmer tried to make the case that she only closed schools for, 3 months? She closed it for almost 3 years. Listen to this moment.
You know, Mrs. Dixon says that I kept students out longer than any other state. That's just not true. I worked closely with my Republican and Democratic governors, and kids were out for 3 months.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just heard an audible gasp around town when Gretchen Whitmer said that kids were out of school for 3 months. Perhaps she wasn't paying attention to what was actually happening. We even had schools that were closed this year. This is shocking to me that she thinks that schools were only closed for 3 months, or maybe she thinks she can convince you that schools were only closed for 3 months, but you know better because your students are the ones that are desperately behind. And the test scores show that she's being dishonest about this. She's being dishonest about even trying to get into these schools to get these schools back on track.
I mean, she's just lying through her teeth and got called out on it by Tudor Dixon, who had another phenomenal debate. You know, I couldn't believe in the New York debate. I mean, this might be what pushes Lee Zeldin over the top. When the governor of New York, with all of the crime, all of the violence, all of the murders, no safety in any subway in New York City, crime in Long Island, crime in upstate New York, and her answer is, I'm not sure, why do you care so much about crime? Why, this is what she said.
They're not being represented from this governor, who still, to this moment, we're halfway through the debate, she still hasn't talked about locking up anyone committing any crimes.
Okay.
Anyone who commits a crime under our laws, especially with the change they made to bail, has consequences. I don't know why that's so important to you. All I know is that we could do more.
I don't know why that's so important to you. Governor, people are dying. They're getting the crap beat out of them for no reason. There's not enough money in the new NYPD budget because you cut it $1 billion. You've brought in these idiotic no bail laws and you're letting even violent criminals back out on the street. And guess what? They didn't change. They're still violent when you let them back out on the street. I mean, you know, how dumb can we be here? Anyway, it was very interesting. You know, it was a very interesting debate night last night. And, you know, between Governor Whitmer claiming kids were out of school for 3 months, more like 2.5 years. Unbelievable. Pelosi, I can't believe anyone would vote for these people. She says, questions why any American would back Republicans because of their endless lying. The urgency of saving our democracy is real. And I'm listening to this and AOC, you know, claiming that we're at a critical precipice of fascism in this country, criticizing Biden for not going far enough with marijuana pardons and avoiding immigration reform and not trying with Latino voters. Are they that out of touch with what's going on in the country right now? A 41-year high of inflation? Do they not go shopping themselves? You know, I talk a lot. I like grocery shopping. I know it sounds stupid, and it is. It sounds stupid, right, Linda? I just like to do it.
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
You know, I like to pick the food that I want. I want to pick the meat, the exact meat that I want. I'm looking for a certain type of pork chop, a certain type of steak, a certain type of chopped meat, certain type of chicken that I like to eat. And so I like to pick it out myself. And I go there and inevitably somebody will see me and say, what are you doing here? I'm like, buying food. What are you doing here? You know, I guess the expectation is if you're in the public eye, you must have people that do that for you. No, I do it all myself. But I have great conversations with people. And I'll tell you, the American people right now are as scared as I've ever seen them. They are really, really 70% of Americans are not making ends meet. A big percentage of that 70%, just for bare necessities, is they're tapping into their credit card and their credit limits. I mean, this isn't good. And then we're getting lectured about buying $22,000 more electric cars. It costs electric car costs $22,000 on average more than a gas-powered vehicle. That's how out of touch. They're out of, does Nancy Pelosi, when she uses her private jet as speaker, does that we pay for a Gulfstream 550? You know, that's a $90 million airplane that you paid for. And I think it operates at about $6,000 an hour, depending on what the fuel prices are. And she flies, what, 5-6 hours out to California, 5 hours back. I mean, unbelievable. Whatever she wants. Taxpayer, courtesy of you, the taxpayer. You know, this is the type of thing that we better get a hold of in this country. We've got to get this country back on track. People can't afford double a gallon of gasoline. You can't afford Biden's inflation that's costing the average household $7,200 per year. This is what is on the ballot in 13 days. Do you feel a sense of urgency? I'm not out on the road. We haven't been out on the road for the fun of it, although we kind of end up having fun. I ate a lot of In-N-Out burgers when I was in Arizona and in Nevada. Had a great time. I love meeting the candidates. We're doing it because this election matters. I can't convey the sense of urgency I'm feeling. I wish I could convey it, if I could express it better. So I'm trying to show you. We're trying to go all in and make people aware of what is at stake here. And I go back to what I said yesterday. If you're happy with a 41-year high of inflation, you vote for a Democrat. If you're happy with the record high prices of gasoline, vote for a Democrat. If you're happy with wide open borders and over, what, 4.5 million illegal immigrants processed in to this country illegally because Joe Biden won't enforce our laws, if you're happy with that, vote for a Democrat. If you're happy, if you think your town is safe and secure and you believe that law and order is sufficient where you live, vote for a Democrat. If you like defund, dismantle, no bail laws, vote for a Democrat. If you're happy with gender identity education for K through sixth grade for your kids, vote for a Democrat. If you want CRT taught, vote for a Democrat. Who needs reading, writing, math, science? Who needs any of that? History, computers. Who needs any of this stuff? I mean, we're now looking. Look, if I had to guess, I think things have changed around dramatically. I think these debates, this is why Democrats didn't want to debate, because they can't defend those positions that have put the country in such a bad place. They're the party of defund, dismantle, no bail laws. They're the party of open borders. They're the party that for some dumb, idiotic, inexplicable reason think it's okay to beg foreign dictators that hate our guts for fossil fuels when we have more resources available than they do combined. They've got to think we're the dumbest people on earth. You know, who supports no bail laws? What do you think is going to happen when you let violent criminals out? They're going to be violent again. At what point do they have blood on their hands for supporting this insanity? Because they're allowing it to happen by not being tough on especially violent criminals. When are you going to start arresting people that are walking into stores with shopping with garbage bags and packing $950 worth of crap and walking out with it and then selling it and then going back the next day and stealing another $950 worth of stuff? Or the same day, just going to another store with the same bag after you dump it in the car, whatever you took. They're not paying. Then they're not being arrested. They're not being held accountable. Unbelievable times. It really is. Biden approval rating down to 40%. Nearly 60% of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden, 56% total. I mean, the brief, Greg Jarrett had a point. Biden's failed presidency is on the ballot and Democrats will pay the price. It's not, the secret is, and I love Greg Jarrett, he's right about that, what he's saying. But it's even bigger than that, because this is an entire party ideology. It's like a religious cult. I call it the climate alarmist cult. Because they've been indoctrinated and they believe in their radical socialism and they believe in their new green dealism and they believe that we're destroying the planet. And somehow they can't justify why it's okay to import oil from Saudi Arabia or Venezuela or Iran or Russia or OPEC plus nations when we can produce it right here at home and it's good for national security. It's good for high paying career job creation. It'll lower the price at the pump. It'll lower the price of every item we buy in every store we go to because it's going to cost a lot less to ship it there. I mean, that's just simple, basic, fundamental common sense. Tell me the difference to Mother Earth if you drill for the oil in Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, any of the OPEC nations. What difference? It has the same impact on the environment. If anything, we do it cleaner, we do it faster, we do it cheaper. We should be doing it here. And while Donald Trump became energy independent, our CO2 emissions dropped more than any other country in the industrialized world. So give me a break on all of this. I see that Hunter Biden's Chinese secretary was tied to the Chinese government. That's the headline, New York Post. First son, Hunter Biden's flirty former secretary, who pushed for Uncle Joe Biden to run for president, has been linked to the Chinese government. The focus of a new Republican inquiry. Imagine if somebody with the last name Trump got a $5 million no interest rate forgivable loan from the communist Chinese, just that one, but also got a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. Imagine someone with the last name Trump got $3.5 million from the former First Lady of Moscow and then $100 million invested into some real estate venture Hunter was involved in and Joey was involved in. You know, does it make sense now why Joe Biden said you're not getting a billion taxpayer dollars until you fire that prosecutor that's investigating his zero experience son being paid millions? All of this should be on the ballot, all of it. Anyway, this is in your hands. 13 days, we will now know the results. We will know in 13 days from now, it's voting day in America. What are you going to do about it? I can't do it on my own. This has to be a team effort. I'm deputizing all of you, empowering all of you. Let's get the country on the right track. Look, in these recessionary, inflationary times, you got to save money, big money, wherever you can. One way to do it is to join Pure Talk. And it's a stampede away from Verizon and T-Mobile and AT&T because you get the exact same cell towers as the big carriers. You get the exact same 5G network. You have the same number of bars on your phone in terms of signal strength. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and the average family saving close to $1,000 a year, many families saving much more. They have more plans at Pure Talk than with the big carriers. You can get unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. This is real money in your pocket for the exact same service. Just dial #250. Say the keyword save now. #250. Keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Sean Hannity.
He has the most rats. Quick question.
I would say New York City.
It's not New York.
Is it Vegas? Is it Vegas?
No, it's not Vegas. No.
Chicago?
It's D.C.
Yeah. Yep, it's Chicago.
Ah, okay. Katie guessed it.
There you go. All right. When we come back, we'll get Bill O'Reilly's take on the Fetterman-Oz debate, much more, the election. We'll
I think the audience should know that Katie just danced because of that win. I think that's important information.
Senator Rick Scott will check in. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.